When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, my little sweet peas. It's me, Lou Sanders. This is a podcast. Did you realise? It's called Cuddle Club. Every week I speak to a new guest about, yeah, you guessed it, cuddling. Okay, how are they making it work? You'll see. This week I speak to Jamali Maddox, who's a comedian and a lot of other things. And he's just a wonderful guy, really. We did a filming of this show together. So we talk about that, that's for context. And we also got off to a bad start when we first met each other, which he doesn't remember. So you've got to ask yourself some questions like, have I invented it all? But he is, he's a great guy, you'll see. Have a listen. Love you lots. Love to your family. And have a special time of year. Hello.
Yeah, what's up?
I didn't know you had ink. I didn't know you had tattoos because when we did that show together, you wore long sleeves the whole time.
Yeah, I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 7.
Can I just say, for the people that can't see, which is everyone, Jamali pointed at his dick when he said 7, so he's got one on his dick.
I got one on my dick. I got one right down the middle. No,
you could only fit one on your dick, am I right?
Yeah. Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, it's, you know, it's more, yeah, it's a grower, not a shower. So, but no, I didn't point at my dick for the people that are listening. I don't need to start running around telling people I'm just pointing at my dick on people on webcam.
Sorry, you didn't. I can't even see where you. But you went. You went 1, 2, 3, 4, and then your hands went below.
Lower body.
See.
Yeah, but you can't just assume my lower body is my dick.
You're all dick.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just all dick. Do you know what? When we were filming, you didn't see my legs either. It could have just been just like a weird sort of like a merman, but with a penis instead of a fish.
You wore black every day.
Black every day.
And even when it was sunny, it was a case of covering your ankles and your wrists like a nice Victorian lady.
Yeah, well, I mean, we was in the forest. I didn't want to get my arms cut on thorns. And plus, I bring black to every shoot, so I know what it looks like, innit? I don't want to start trying colours, you know?
Yeah, right, heaven forbid.
I don't want to start experimenting. Just fucking black, innit?
Yeah, you know where you are.
That's it, you know who I am. I'm that guy who wears all black.
But when you're at home, I noticed that you go for a shorter sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. I'm relaxing now. I'm off the clock. I mean, for this podcast, I nearly did put on a long sleeve.
Oh, right, yeah.
But I knew it wasn't video, so I was like, well, I can relax a little bit.
Yeah.
Thanks for exposing my secrets, though.
That's okay. So thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah, it's all right.
What do you think about the fact that it's cool? Because you're quite, how would you describe your persona, which is your stage persona, but also your personality. It's just your personality.
I've always struggled with that, innit? Because I find whenever I try, because especially like when you're in a business, you got to sell yourself.
Yeah.
You kind of got to be conscious of what your thing is. But I feel like if I start thinking too much into it becomes self-indulgent.
Yeah. Right,
but I'd say it's laid back.
Very laid back.
People would say I'm laid back. I always think I'm not laid back. I remember one time I did a show and I said to Phil Nichol, I said, you know, I think I was too high energy. And Phil was like, that's not something you're going to have to worry about. But I thought I was like high energy and wacky, but apparently
no. No.
Apparently I'm very reserved and quiet.
Yeah. But anyway, that laid back, like sort of, Well, I guess what I'm getting to is how do you feel about the word cuddle? And how yeah. You know what
how
I mean?
Do you think I feel about the word cuddle?
Hate it.
Why do you think I hate it? What do you think about me, Lou? That's a good question, actually. Let's just crack straight into it.
Yeah, okay, let me think. I've really got to put my thinking hat on here.
Well, fucking chuck it on then, isn't it? All right.
I chuck it on, I turn it back around. Yeah, okay, there you that's go. Your vibe. Cool. That's yeah. your vibe. That's
you know, your vibe. Yeah, why? Because you think I'm urban. Is that why you chuck it to the
no,
back? Yeah?
I would never use the word. I would,
in public.
That is not what.
In public, I mean, amongst friends and family, of course. But in
oh
public.
Yeah, I'll say to my friend Karen, yes, he's very urban.
No,
I would never. I think you are laid back, very charming, more charming. When I first met you, I thought you, I didn't get as good an impression as when then I spent more time with you in the jungle.
Did you not like me when you first met me?
No, I did not like you, but I think it's because you were sort of more or less ignoring me and talking to Brett. And then I was like,
I didn't know you.
Yeah, but I was like, oh, this guy just speaks to the guys, does he? But
oh, you thought I was misogynistic?
No, it's a little bit like, I think you were like being very boisy with Brett. And I was like, oh.
Boisy?
Yeah, like boisy.
Saying
like,
what?
Well, talking about, you know, women, you know, like whatever. And then.
That never happened.
That happened, yeah.
That completely happened, never yeah. has happened. I've never spoke to Brett about, that's insane, that you've mistaken me for Gus Khan. That has never happened. Lou, I've got to call you on your bullshit. You're lying, bro. That never happened. 100% never happened. I've never spoken to Brett about women. What are you talking about? That happened.
But then, anyway, let's go to the good stuff.
No. We're not talking about cuddles until we fucking smash your dad. Yeah, I'm shutting you down, Lou. That never happened, bruv.
Now we're silencing and gaslighting. I'm joking.
Please don't put that on me, Lou.
I'm joking.
Hello, Lulu Shoes here with a quick director's note. I was very, very clearly joking when I said gaslighting and silencing. Awful terms to bring out, because even when you are joking, people then sort of panic. So I do think they're overused. Not even going to use it as a joke next time. But in the longer version, I did explain, I think these terms have more problems than they solve. Okay, just wanted to make that clear. Love you all. That's me kissing you on the knee.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, I'm sorry you had that experience. I think a lot of the time, because of, you know, the way I look, or people's perceived notion of me, when I'm speaking about something, even if it's sort of done in a maybe a, you know, tongue-in-cheek way, I'm not given the benefit of the doubt of that. Because you know what I'm saying, though? Because I look like a guy who would talk like, yeah, in the fucking purse. Like, I look that guy. Do you know what I'm saying, though? So I think that happened. And I'm not saying that's what happened in this situation. I might have just been being a
cunt. But also, why can't you say that? Like, in a way, like, the way I treat... The way I talked about men has been horrific. And everyone... I may have been in my own, like, you know, at the time, probably didn't love men that much, bringing that to the table, blah, blah,
blah. How many years ago was this?
I think your classic 2.5.
Okay, yeah, I was probably a bit of a fuckboy then.
Yeah, but why not? I don't have anything to do with that's a Freudian slip. I don't have anything against like people, you know, like I've been a little slut in my time for sure. Like there's nothing wrong with that. It was more like, yeah, it's really hard to put your finger on, isn't it? Because sometimes it's just you're projecting, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, but that was then, you know, it's a different world. It's a different world.
I might probably, and you know what? Hearing the story, I probably was fucking pissed and probably talking shit.
But then
you met me again and you realized I was actually okay.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a shame I'd slagged you off to everyone before that.
Do you know what people were telling me? People were like, because they were like, who are you going to go camp with? And I was like, Ed and, you know, Jessica. And then I said, Lou. And everyone goes, fucking, are you, Lou, going to be all right? And I was like, why? She goes, mate, she's saying fucking horrible things about you. And I was like, wow, all right, that's hurtful.
Yeah, asked not to be put in a team with you as well.
Yeah, I was like, I was saying lovely things. They'd be like, oh, I love Lou Saunders. And they'd be like, really? Fucking, wow. She hates you. But no, I don't hate the word cuddle, to answer your question.
You don't?
No.
That's lovely. Okay.
I don't hate it. I don't. I think it's...
Not going to use it.
No, I mean, if we're talking about the actual, like, the word cuddle. Mm. I don't like, it's not my favourite word to use. I think hug very
clunge.
Or clunge. Or puss. I don't want to say pussy, I'd say puss.
I'd say puss.
Yeah, pussy is a good
word.
Call
it what it is.
But yeah, I am, because cuddle means so much. Cuddle's subjective.
Mm.
Where a hug is very much like the physical act, where a cuddle is a sub, like, you know, if you have a sort of a partner,
mm.
and it's like, oh, you know, I just want to come, right, you know, she'll say to me, I just want you to come and cuddle me. It doesn't necessarily mean she wants me to hug her. She wants, it means affection, isn't it? In my perception.
Yeah, she wants, you know, your though? She wants your tattooed dick.
She wants my tattooed, very much penis. But, yeah, so yeah. I don't hate the word, but it's not a clear word.
Yeah,
I think hug.
Yeah.
Is a very, yeah, you know, hug, kiss, affection. It's very much like,
yeah,
boom.
That's why the words got people into trouble, I'm sure.
Yeah. So this whole podcast is about cuddling. Because if it is, I bet you got some fucking psychos listening to this. Anyone who listens to a podcast on cuddling is a fucking nutcase.
I don't think we're putting that in, Jamali.
They are fucking serial killers, man.
Right.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Okay, it's time for the quickfire round.
Oh, shit.
Cuddle a snake or a stranger's child in front of them for 2 minutes. You can't say anything.
Cuddle a snake.
Okay. Got your own toolbox?
Yes.
Oh, thought so. What's the first thing you notice about the opposite sex? And try to answer honestly, despite our start of conversation.
Face.
Ah.
I really like, yeah, face.
And then... titties.
No, and then obviously tits and butt and all that type of stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not gonna lie and be like, no, that. Of course, it's a natural thing to look at, you know, to look at the things you're attracted to.
I'm having a gawp.
Yeah, but like, no, I'm interested in faces.
Face first. That's what we say.
And I like some, like, you know, like I'll get attracted to a feature. Like, yeah. I remember one time I was really, like, this girl had this such a nice nose.
Yeah.
And I was being like, she has such a nice nose. And it's, I remember her nose.
Yeah.
You know?
I like the gap in your teeth, but you're thinking of removing it. I think that's crazy.
I want to get it closed up, yeah. And do you know what, though? It's like people always want something that they don't have to live with.
Yeah.
Or people like things that they don't have to live with. Like, I don't, like, you know, it gives me a lisp. It fucking, do you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's so much. I don't particularly like it. I just never took the time to have braces. And then when I got to, like, maybe in my 20s, I started doing stand-up. And then, you know, I was on, like, doing little panel shows here and there. And I remember not wanting to have braces on TV.
Yeah.
So then it kind of just elongated it. Now I'm just going to get it done, man.
Easier to floss, though. You can really get in there.
I can really floss. Oh, there's no stuff gets stuck in that middle teeth.
Yeah.
Middle teeth.
You could fit a tic-tac through it, width-ways.
Not a tic-tac. You fuck. This is bullshit, Lou. This is meant to be a cuddle podcast. And now you're negging me. That's what you're doing, yeah? You're trying to make out that I'm the bad guy. You're the fucking negger.
But look, I've already said I would like that gap. If I could have that gap tomorrow, I'd have it. And I'd be shoving ticks next to it.
I'll pay for you. I'll pay for you to get a gap in your tooth.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking about closing it halfway because I want to get gold teeth as well.
I don't love that. I think you should stay as is, natural, lovely natural.
I'm going for that. I want to get all of these gold. Like,
all of them? Is there anything wrong with them?
No. Good solid teeth, man.
I think that's crazy. Can't you get a golden eye or something? Oh, a golden eye would be fun. Have you thought about that?
A golden eye. That's pretty sick. And there was one rapper who got a diamond implanted in his forehead.
Oh, dear. I don't love it.
You're not really... Yeah, I guess it's a cultural thing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, maybe.
Where are you from?
Broadstairs, Kent.
And if someone in Kent Broadstairs had a gold tooth, what would you think?
Hilarious. But also, I think the gold teeth, fine. The diamond in the head, my issue with that is it's all about capitalism and, like, power, asserting power over the people, saying, like, I'm rich and you can check it out here. It's like a false
kind of worshipping of something that we don't need to worship. It's like, with that money, you could have done good or worse.
And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I think the reason he got the diamond in his head, or the precious stone, was something to do with, like, being, because he's African-American.
Yeah.
And sort of, you know, if you, the history of African-Americans, they were brought over. And it's sort of, it's the idea that once they were kings. So it's to sort of show the, you know what I mean, that they are, that they, you know, some type of, you know, royalty from a group of people who are sort of, but then, you know.
Trotting down,
I guess it's a reflection of capitalism too. I mean, I know you're, you know, hard Marxist. I see with your Che Guevara hat. But, you know.
I'm back in. Now you've explained that. Isn't that funny?
Yeah,
I'm
back like in. The white woman guilt. Just fucking, do you say black
Not
in?
Even.
I'm black in.
I'm black in, baby. Not even, you know. What I was thinking there was, I didn't feel guilty at all. But once you've explained, even worse, actually. But once you've explained it, you sort of think, ah, everyone's got, you're bringing your projections. Again, like we started, you're bringing your projections to something and you're saying it's about this and that's why I don't like it. That's totally your projection. And then someone else has got a different experience and they're saying, you know, like black people have been repressed and awful things have happened and actually we're kings and I'm showing that. And you think, who is anyone to judge anything? Because there's always another side. That is fantastic.
You're allowed to have your opinion.
Well, don't be hard in your opinion then. Have your opinion and then be very flexible in when someone shows you the other side of the coin. You're like, makes so much sense.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Go get your diamonds in your foreheads. That's what I say.
Yeah.
Or wherever you...
That's the if there's a quote for this podcast, I think that we just hit it. Let's wrap this up.
Oh, well, now she's asking. What's the worst thing you've done? Who did you upset last? Either or, you can answer.
Last person I upset last. There's one, but I don't want to say that one. Do you know what? I upset someone on the train. Because I grew up in London, so I'm used to living like London.
Yeah.
London speed. And there was like someone, and they must have been from like Manchester or something. Like kind of touristy, but English.
Yeah.
And they were like trying to get on the tube. And I just saw it opening. I went in front of them and they got really like kind of just like, oh, this is so rude. And I'm like, yeah, but this is London, bro. This is how we move. Like, we ain't got time for you to fucking fuck around and be like, come on, love, let's fucking get on the train. No, let's fucking get in the fucking train. And you know what I mean? If your kids get left behind, then they just meet you at the next stop. That's how I grew up.
Well, I was thinking about that the other day as well. If someone cuts you up on the traffic or whatever and you get really upset, that is something to do with something else. Like, you're not feeling like seen or worthy or any of that shit. It's like, you bring so much. Like, who cares if someone gets on the train a second before you? But like, sometimes we're so fucking angry, it's got to be about something else. And that's the same thing.
And I think, and you know, there is, you got to have, you know, I'm not this brutal fucking city boy fat cat. Like, obviously, there's like a fucking... a pregnant woman or some old person, I ain't going to push you out of the way. But if you're like, you know, if you're a young, fit person, you know, don't fuck around. Like, we all got places to go. It's a busy city. You know what I'm saying? I found myself being quite a, you know, I didn't realize how London I was until I left London.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Well, you could put this music under anything. Touching, are you into it generally? If so, how so? That's actually a question.
Yeah. I feel like obviously with someone where you have that relationship, I don't go around touching people I don't know, or I'm quite conscious about that. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like with someone that I have that relationship with, I'm quite tactile.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think it's, you know, or quite, yeah, tactile and quite, you know, I try to, I find it, you know, I find myself, you're trying to comfort someone, you know, you put the hand on the shoulder or, you know, or something like that.
When you're first in the first throes of like love or lust kind of thing, I think you can't get, it's like animalistic, isn't it? You can't like keep your hands off.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like you're sitting in like somewhere where you should just be like normal, but you're like, you just want to feel them.
Yeah. Cause it's like, you know, I've like dated women where it's like, you know, especially if it's like very quite intense and quite, you know, like you say, lustful or loveful or whatever, and you'll be in like a Wetherspoons and their legs are intertwined and you know what I'm saying? And it's like, and then you sort of step back and you go, well, fucking, what am I doing?
Yeah.
This is in public. You know what I mean?
I live for that. I
can't remember the abbreviation, but are you a...
Public displays of affection. Yeah, it's PDA.
Are you a PDA person?
Yeah, put it all over me. I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. Do you like hold hands with your partners and stuff?
Yeah, I love it. All at the same time. Wow, I've only got two hands, but you know.
Nice.
Okay, touch quiz. I'm thinking about someone now and you have to work out who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You've got 5 questions. I meant to say that.
Oh, okay. All right. Are they British?
I think so, yeah.
Do I know them?
You do, yeah.
Comedian?
They might not be British, I'm not really sure. Not a comedian. I think they're British.
How do I know them?
That's a difficult one to answer. How do you know
them? You're going to have to.
Well, wow, okay.
Point of the game, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I think...
Yeah, no, do you know what? Do you know what's difficult to answer? Someone asking you, who am I thinking of? That's difficult to fucking answer. Someone is randomly saying, who am I thinking of? You might know them, you might not. That's fucking hard.
Yeah,
now me saying, how do I know this person? Oh, now that's a fucking toughie.
Well, you've known them all your life.
Do they know me?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Similar. It's your dad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good little riddle.
It was your dad all along.
Yeah, it was my dad. Yeah, I do know my dad, and my dad is British.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I thought so, but, you know, who knows these days of anything? I'm from gypsy descendants.
No shit. Which one? What type of gypsy? Irish?
Romani.
Oh, so you got Indian. You got Indian in you.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Romans are from India, right? Yeah, I think like thousands of years, I think they descended from India. And then they travel.
Well, that's interesting because I was actually Native American in 3 different past lives. You heard it here first.
You told me this before. Who told you that?
I always tell everyone. I'm so proud of it.
Literally, I think that was the open. Do you know what? Do you remember in Soho House? That's why I didn't talk to you. Because you just opened up with that. I said, yeah, I'm going to talk about some girls with Brett. I was just saying that just to get you off my scent. I was like, if I believe really shit about women, she'll stop talking to me.
Yeah, no, and it did work for about 2.5 years, but I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't think we ever spoke after that.
No.
Even if we crossed paths, we didn't say hello. Mm. And I knew who you were.
You just thought that's not for me, Native American, 3 different past lives.
Yeah, something about that just really got in my crawl.
Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, certainly.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it?
First cuddle you remember, if you can. Or.
I can't.
You can't. Have you got any memory?
Yeah. My memories are pretty, like, my youngest memories are pretty not nice memories.
Why?
You know. I mean, it's just what I remembered. Like, a large portion of my life has sort of been, like, I can't remember it. Like, I think it's been blocked out.
Yeah.
Like, large swaths of it.
Yeah.
But, like, I just remember, like, being young. And just, I think my youngest memory is just my parents arguing. That's my youngest. Like, when I was in maybe 2, 3. Those type of memories. But I don't remember, like, cuddles. I remember, like, getting hugs. I mean, because my mum worked a lot. So I was pretty much like my grandma looked after me.
Oh, she must have been a cuddly lady.
No, that's what I'm saying. I remember those. I remember like, you know, she would always like, you know, and I remember being in like my garden. And I remember, and it used to be overgrown, but I remember thinking it was like a jungle when I was a kid. Like, it was just like, it used to be so adventurous and shit.
Yeah.
And I remember that, like, those memories mixed with hugs from my grandma. But,
and then did your mum and dad split up after all the rowing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. From like early.
Yeah.
Yeah, mum and dad broke up. I was like 2 or something, like 2, 3.
That's a lovely age for a divorce, I think.
Yeah, I think it's, do you know what? I think it affects you less than when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Because all the people I know whose parents got divorced when they were teenagers, but it was just the life I knew. Like, I just never knew my parents together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was like common. Like, even to now, if people's parents are married, I think that's a bit fucking weird.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just so normal, especially with all the dudes I grew up with. Like, I'll say maybe only one of them, their parents are around. Like, both of them are together. Like, most of them.
I always worry about, like, I think if you're together I think it's romantic, but I think, God, the sex must get so boring. Like, imagine having sex with someone for 40 years. I don't know what you're doing. What are you, how are you, you know?
There's some people that go swinging than that, isn't it?
Yeah, good luck to them. Get your keys in a bowl.
That's it, man.
What else is there to do? I mean,
unless there's like, I think as well as it's your preference, you know. So it's like some people really like vanilla steak and potato sex and they're happy with that. And that's, you know, some people are more adventurous. Some people want to try different things, you know. And I think if you're aligned with that person, say if you're a steak and potato person, they're a steak and potato, and then you get married, I think sex doesn't get boring because that's the sex you enjoy. If you get two freaks and then they get married, then they will just carry on being freaky and then probably be fine. But I think it's if you get like, I think that's what, you know, a lot of time when people cheat, you know, it's you know, I'm assuming I've never been a married man who's cheated.
Yeah.
But I assume, you know, it's all married woman that's cheated.
Yeah.
Know, to make it equal. But I think a lot of time it's because their partner, they never really aligned.
Yeah. I don't think I'm very...
Does that make sense?
I don't think I'm very wacky in my taste, but imagine if you really love someone and then you found out they were into, like, bestiality or something and you're like, oh, no.
Well, the thing is, that's evil. That's kind of... That's, like, damaging and evil.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, though? So I think it's, like, you can't always... Like, I hear what you're saying. I think then I wouldn't be... If I was with a girl... And then it found out that she like fucking, you know, she was just chickens. Like, I just really want to fuck the shit out of a chicken. I would be more like, yo, that's illegal and fucking, you know what I mean? That's like a level of, you know, unhealthiness.
But if she
just says something a little freaky, then, you know, that's fine.
Would you dress up as a chicken for her?
Probably.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice. That's lovely.
Just do the whole monologue from Chicken Run.
Yeah. Oh, Jamali, that's lovely, actually. Yeah. I had you all wrong.
You had me wrong, mum.
Do you chat people up if you like them? Like, would you go over and say, are you a steak and potatoes girl?
Do you know what? Like, I don't go up to random people at bars and shit. Not that I go bars, but I don't go up to all random people at the street or at a coffee shop. Like, I don't really do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I find that quite like, because more time or not, like, I feel like that person just wants to be left alone.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying, though? Like, I think there's a certain, like, maybe a bar's different because it's sort of like we've made a kind of social contract that's where those things happen. But I was doing comedy at weekends, so I never really done bar culture. Like, I worked in bars.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's you know, so I never actually went out that much. You know, my sort of social circles were a bit different. But, you know, but going up to like a girl at a coffee shop and all that shit, nah. But, you know, if I'm having a conversation, I'll flirt.
If that's chatting up,
if that's the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think men are scared of chatting up women, and I think women should do it to men more because it absolutely makes their day. And even if they're seeing someone or they're not interested, I think they really like it.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's like anything. I think as well that, how can I put this? There seems to be like, and it's not wrong, because there are like a lot of guys who do it very trash.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and you know, are not doing it in the correct way. But I think there's something nice about, you know, going up, you know, be respectful and going up to them and saying, hey, you know, whatever, boom, boom, boom. And if they say no, you go, okay, enjoy your evening.
Yeah, it's like the wrong people are doing it. It's like the people that have got no social awareness. Like anything, it's like in the right hands, it's absolutely charming.
I guess it's because though a lot of time, not all the time, but sometimes those people who have a sort of inflated sense of self,
yeah,
that would do that, are also, their traits are that they're kind of a cunt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, cool, it's sort of that off balance, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, I saw people that were like, what's that school of the men that go around chatting up people?
Oh, yeah, pick up artists and that.
Yeah, and that's like, you're not talking to someone and connecting to them as a human being.
It's
you're
trickery.
Doing a numbers game. Yeah, it's trickery, then, it's a numbers game, and that's, you know, depressing.
Because I think as well, is there's a natural human thing, you know, that you want to mate, or you want to, I think that's an ingrained thing in you, do you know what I'm saying, from sort of your animalistic, you know, side. And and you know, there's a large subsect of people who don't have those skills, and that is mad that there's a whole market in just how to teach people to talk to women. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, that's mad, bruv. Like that there's so many dudes, and it's mostly dudes in these pickup artist courses that social ability or social intelligence, and that they have that millions of dollars or millions of pounds. You know what I'm saying? When you say dollars, it sounds sexier than pounds. Millions of dollars, that thing that's worth less.
Sorry, we're international. That's the thing about
that. What makes someone charming, in your opinion?
On the back of that point about the guys that go and do that stuff, they're not trying to make a connection with someone. So what is charming is you taking in that person and being in the moment and like really like listening to them or seeing them or whatever. What is not charming is trying to like, so they go up to people, I've seen them in action, going, oh, that's just using the same line on everyone. So that's not trying to, like, get a girlfriend or form a connection. It's, like, trying to get one over on someone to, like, fuck you is what it seems like that's about. I mean, it was, anyway, 10 years ago. It might have changed, but...
Yeah, I've never read the book, but...
But I read the book. It's fascinating.
Is it good? I might read it just out of curiosity.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
And then I'll start wearing loud shirts. Have you seen Jamali and Love Bar? He's wearing a very loud shirt. But yeah, Oh, it's interesting. It's interesting what someone, you know, finds, you know, what their perception of charming is, isn't it?
What's your perception of charming?
I'd say my perception of charming is someone...
Titties.
Titties. More of an arse man myself, but I'll take a tit.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not just gonna throw away the tits. Charming, I guess someone who's engaging, funny, has something, has an opinion.
Do you think I'm talking about you? Yeah, I think I'm sort of hearing myself in this.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like.
Well, at what part?
I feel like I could be like Mrs. Charming of the world.
Of the world, I think you could be, because it's a competition that doesn't exist and you've made up. So I think you would win.
Ooh, get me in the world record breakers. I did a world record breaker. The person to skate round a life size cutout of Keanu Reeves in the fastest time, because I'm the only person that's done it.
Yeah. I don't think Guinness Book are going to take that. But
they're taking it. They're freaking taking it. Well, it's for a show, so they have to take it.
Oh, sick! Oh, yes. Yeah. That's it.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies?
Best on-screen cuddle, if you will.
The Will Smith in Pursuit of Happiness.
You know,
have you seen the Pursuit of Happiness?
I don't know.
Pursuit of Happiness is the one where he sells these like medical equipment, and he's got the little boy, and he's like broke.
Oh yeah.
And there's a bit where he's sleeping in the toilet.
Oh yeah, that's so good.
And he hugs his son. Another Will Smith one. God. Is, I think this resonated with a lot of guys I grew up with as well, for whatever reason. I mean, well, we don't know the blatant reason, but it's when Uncle Phil hugs Will when his dad
Yes.
And he's
why doesn't he want me?
Man,
yeah.
that's the, even J. Cole raps about it and he goes, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
The only father that I ever knew. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, and it's that thing of it. Oh. That's a hood classic right there, bro. Every man in the hood loves that fucking scene. Because we all kind of, we get that, you know?
That was so nice. Oh, that was amazing. But Will Smith, I love so much. When I was growing up,
Will Smith was the coolest fucking guy, bro. Like, he was like, and this is like when Will Smith, I mean, he's still on top, but I mean, this is peak Will Smith. This is like fucking Men in Black, Something in Miami, Welcome to Miami, run away, beaches, like, bro, and fuck it, Wild Wild West. But I loved that film when I was a kid, bro, with the electric, with the fucking steam spider and that, bro. Will Smith was the fucking guy, bro.
And imagine, like, he was really, like, clean about everything and then really positive lyrics. Like, how cute is that? That he's like, oh, rap is too, like, dangerous and it's, like, advertising that violence. And then he was, like, really went out on his own to do, like, really positive. It's so cute.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot. Will Smith was the guy when I was a kid, man. That was, there were no better than Will Smith.
Oh, I love him. What's the best, worst, or weirdest cuddle you've had?
I don't like when, like, I'll get it after shows sometimes.
Yeah.
And especially if I do a tour. And I think it's because people have heard me speak for an hour and you're being personal and you're doing all this stuff. And they'll try and, like, just, like, you don't even ask for a hug. They just hug you.
Wow.
And I find that, like, a little bit, like, invasive.
Mm. When I say wouldn't... No. If I'd just seen you do your show, I wouldn't come up to you thinking that man needs a hug and I'm the guy to give it to. I wouldn't like think it would go well if I tried to hug you, you know?
I get a lot of like, I don't know if they feel like I need to be mothered, but I get like older women, mum's ages, try to hug me. I think they think I need to be mothered or something because they're like, oh, he's got a potty mouth, but he's got a heart of gold. I get that. Yeah, and I don't mind. Listen, I'll hug people. I'm not like anti-hugging, but it's just
not into the MILF stuff.
Oh no, I'm into the MILF stuff. It's just. Oh, you don't know me. I just think you should ask. Do you know what I'm saying? I just don't think you should go up to people and be that physical. I don't think you should, innit? Like, regardless of if it's a girl, a lady, and a man, even though it has different, obviously. I'm not ignorant of the fact it has different social connotation.
Yeah.
You know, just in terms of, you know, but, you know, intimidation. But I just feel it's like, it's you should ask.
Yeah.
And that's just my opinion.
Karen, next time you grip Jamali, do just ask him first.
Just ask. It takes 2 seconds. And it's not like, I'm not unapproachable. Even though I feel like, you feel like I might be a little bit unapproachable, but...
No, I don't, but I just say I'm coming in and then I go at it like a steam train. I sort of run in and give them a hug. And they don't have time to say no, but technically you have asked. So it's the end of the show and the regulars will know this is the time that we embrace and it's very awkward and I get very paranoid that people think that I've done this whole podcast just so I can hug everyone. And I'd like to officially say that I'm not actually a pervert, it's a marketing strategy. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you for having me.
So the last bit of the show is, get ready for this. You close your eyes, then I energetically hug you and come on in. Wait there, I'm not in yet. And then you say if you can feel it, okay?
All right.
Can you feel me in there?
And look, I can feel your energy.
Yeah, love that.
I can feel your sort of like your aura.
Yeah.
Have you ever been told you have quite a turquoise aura?
Ooh, let's just look that up. Let's look up what that is. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
What is it?
You should look it up.
You don't know.
I know about that stuff. You want to see something?
Oh, crystals, gemstones.
I've got a little gemstone. A couple of gemstones, and I've got an air rifle because I like balance.
Yeah. Put the gemstones in the air rifle. See what that does.
Sick. That's sick. Yeah, I like that.
Now I close my eyes, and then you come in and give me a colour and see if I can feel it.
All right. How's that feel?
That's lovely.
Yeah?
Very yellow aura.
Oh, what does that mean?
Let's Google it.
Oh, yeah, I got it up. People with yellow auras are sunny and enthusiastic.
Yeah.
They have a great sense of humour and fun.
That's warm, you.
and relaxed and have a lot of hope and expectations. Oh, indigo. Indigo is wisdom. When I said turquoise, I meant indigo. And okay. It's wisdom, insight, sensitivity, spirituality, deeper inner knowing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it. And
well, thank you for having me.
See you another day, isn't it?
I'll see you around.
Yeah, see you around. See you another day.
Bye.
So that was Jamali Maddox. If you want to follow him, he is on Instagram and Twitter. But first of all, go to his website, jamalimaddox.com, and book a little ticket for his King Quad tour. He's such an excellent stand-up, and he's starting in January, which it'll fly around. You know, people have got a real hunger for the old stand-up at the moment, so get tickets now, I would. On Twitter, he is... Well, just Google Jamali Maddox, Twitter and Instagram. I can't hold your hand through everything. Follow me online. Same sort of thing, really. Google Cuddle Club, Instagram, Twitter. Lou Sanders, have a lovely day. Love to your fathers and your mothers. And remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for Cuddle Club.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks. You're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.